for a moment Simon Pizayin de Tour. Isa Bosa Becholo Xim was Vasha Biba Halevime Vinema Gimu Pon Vetero Echod Nisa Bishul Echod Nisa Rachile Echod Nisa Ranoi. So that's a Gemore in Kolabosa Daf Kuf Tesvom. The Gemore mentions a number of Yalfuses, but this is the Yalfuse that the Rambam Sifra Mitzvahs mentions, the Torah mentions, all the Rishonim mentions, that because the Torah mentions the love of Lizvash Di B'chalei Vimei, three times, in Mishpoti, in Kisiso, and Rei, so the three times imply a threefold Isa, a Isa of Bishul Basa B'chalov, a Isa of Achil Basa B'chalov, and a Isa of Anoyel Basa B'chalov. But the Iser of Achille and Anoye Midraise is based upon the Bishl. In other words, Midraise, it's not Oser to eat, let's say, a sandwich of meat and cheese. But only Midraise, it's Oser, if meat and cheese were cooked together, then it's Oser Bachel. So, Echod is a Bishl, Echod is a Achille, Echod is a Anoye. The Heitzi is a Achille, Bilosh and Bishl. Leimar, Sheino Osa Minateire, Elo Derer Bishl, Avon Drabonon Osa Becholin, Ugdi Labdavki, Yoadina Mesheir Seveis, Veloishne Bechalavime, Veloishne Becholvacheres, Elo Shediber Akosu Behim, Veneig Elo Biteiro, Kin Bosa Behimoteiro, Becholov Teheiro, Avon Bosa Teheiro, Becholov Behimot Meyo, Oi Bosa Meyo, Becholov Teheiro. So, Sachayo Bei, Afilu Bicholo, Teheiro, Enam Drabonon, Muta Bibisholano. Now, this is the Gemara says, Gemara learns it out from Sukim that Boso, Meyo, Bicholo, is not us. Boso Bei, Boso, Meyo, Bicholo, is not us. Or, let's say, Boso Teheiro, but the Cholo is Behemot Meyo, is not us either. Is not Osarid. Now, so on that point, all the Tanoim agree. There is no Machlekes. All the Tanoim agree that there is no Isa of Bosa Becholov. There is no Isa of Bosa Becholov when it's Bosa Behemot Meyo with Cholov. Or Cholov Meyo with Bosa. But there is a Machlekes Tanoim in regard to another question. How about Psachayo Becholov? How about Psarei Becholov? How about Psarei Becholov? So Rabbi Akiva says that Midraise, the Yisra of Bosa Becholov applies only to Psar Behema Becholov, but it doesn't apply to Psarei Becholov, nor does it apply to Psar Chayo Becholov. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. But Midrabonon Rabbi Akiva says Psar Behema Becholov, Psar Chayo Becholov is Oser, and Psarei Becholov is Oser. Rabbi Yisrael Lili is not as far as the Anidraisa level, he is not as makir as Rav Akiva, because Rabbi Yisrael Lili holds that Psachayo Becholov is also Anidraisa. But in regard to Psarei Becholov, he is more makir than Rav Akiva. Whereas Rav Akiva holds that Midraisa Psachayo Becholov and Psarei Becholov is muter, but Midrabonim Bohuta Rosea, Rabbi Yisrael Lili holds that Psachayo Becholov is also Midraisa, but Psarei Becholov he holds is muter in Midrabonim. So, in Kemish Rabbi Yisrael Lili, so who you echlin Psarei Becholov, even Midrabonim it's muter, there is no Isa. Alright, then there is Rabbi Yenesli. Rabbi Yenesli says that there is a chiyuv malkes for Psachayo Becholov and for Psarei Becholov. Rabbi Yenesli. There are some Rishonim who say that the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva also agree with Rabbi Yenesli. Rabbi Yenesli is spelled out, that's the whole sugya of Kuftes Vov, Kuftes Zayin, in Chum. Rabbi Yenesli spells it out that there is a chiyuv malkes for Psar Chayo Becholov and for Psarei Becholov. But, and Rabbi Akiva says, there is no Isa Deraisa by Psar Chayo Becholov and by Psarei Becholov. What about the Chachomim? So it's not mentioned. But the same thing we say, since the Gemara spells out that Rabbi Akiva is the one who says there is no Issa Bosa Becholov with the Raisa by Psachaya Becholov and Psachaya Becholov, that means the Chachomim Achirik, that means the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yenis. But the same thing we say, it's only Rabbi Yenis who says that the Issa Bosa Becholov with the Raisa applies to Psachaya Becholov and to Psachaya Becholov. But the Chachomim, they don't commit themselves. Alright. So Teisves, all the Rishayim except Teisves, Daf Kuf Dalet. Yeah, Daf Kuf Dalet on the base, the bottom Teisves, Oifu Gvino Ein, Bosa O Gvino Loi. So, all Teisves passes, like Rabbi Yenis, that Psarei Becholov, not only Psachayo Becholov, but even Psarei Becholov is also Mirazi. But all the other Rishayim, pass that both Psachayo Becholov is only Osam the Rabbanon, and Psarei Becholov is Osea only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam also, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Tes, that's the Perek where he discusses the Dino Pasu Becholov, pass that Psachayo Becholov is only Osam the Rabbanon. There is a Rambam to the contrary in Hilchos Mamrim, when he discusses examples of machlekes between the Zok Mamre and the Beznagodo. When is the Zok Mamre Mechuyev Mise, when is the Zok Mamre not Mechuyev Mise. So from that, Loshna Rambam it's mashma, that only Psarei Becholov is muta Mudraise, but Psachai Becholov is Mudraise, but that's a difficult Loshna Rambam. And many explain that Loshna Rambam so that it shouldn't conflict with the Psacha Rambam in Macholos Asuras Periktes, that there is no Issa Deraise being by Psarei Becholov, being by Psachai Becholov. Anyway, except for Teisves, all the Rishayim passed that there is no Issa Deraise of Bosa Becholov by Psarei Becholov and by Chai Becholov. Alright. So, Gdil Avdavke do Adina Mesher Sevei, Tzlish Nim Chalavim, El Shokho Acheres, El Akos Veim. Vei Nei Dal Vetero, Kim Bos Psa Veim Atero, Becholav Tero, Av Bosa Tero, Becholav Veim Atneo, Oi Bosa Tneo, Becholav Tero, Psa Chayo Veiv, Afilu Becholav Tero, Eino Elo Mid Rabonon, Umuta Bibishol Vano. Now, here there is some question, what does the two mean? When the two says, Eino Elo Mid Rabonon, Umuta Bibishol Vano. So some assume that it is reference to psar bosateiro b'cholov b'imot neyoz. So midrabon nitzosa. What it mean midrabon nitzosa? B'achile nitzosa anyway. Midraise mitzadi yisea. Mitzadi yisea of tam ki ikea of b'imot neyo or of cholov p'tome. So, but it means midrabon nitzosa b'bishlo nitzosa b'anoi. Yes, some say that. So some assume that when the Torah says ופסחיו ואיף אפילו בכל אופתירו אין לו מדרבון ובוט בשעה נויה so the אין לו מדרבונון the אין לו מדרבונון so that it is מותר so ופסחיו ואיף אפילו בכל אופתירו אין לו מדרבונון ומותר בשעה נויה so בשעה נויה it's not to say so what it mean אין לו מדרבונון some say that he has referenced all the items mentioned not only the last item Psachayo Bey, im Psateiro Becholov Bey Matmeo, or Bosa Bey Mateiro Becholov Teiro. So it's also Osam de Rabbanon. Now, what does it mean Osam de Rabbanon? It's Osam de Raise. So, but in addition to the Isa de Raise of Bey Matmeo, or Cholov Tomei, so there is a nest, an Isa de Rabbanon of Achille, but not of Bishol Anoi. Not of Bishol Anoi. Now, what's the purpose? Why should the Chachomim be Misake? And Nisa mid Rabbonon of Achille, when it's also anyway mid Raise, so they are wasting the time? The answer is that certain Afkiminis. Because let's say, according to Rabbi Ephraim says that Aloche of Tichanasis Nevele doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. But Bosa Becholov, it certainly applies. That's the essence of Bosa Becholov. So Nevele, here the Chachomim were misaking that where Bosa Tmeo was cooked together with Cholov Teiro, or vice versa. Cholov Tomei was cooked with Bosoteiro. So anyway, it's also Bachile anyway, Mitzad Yisar of Tomei. But it's also affected with the Yisar Rabbonon of Bosa Becholov. So Mimele, if that, we'll say Chtichanas is the Leil. Only Gabi Chtichol Yil Yitzchavi. So they say that the Pashtis Halosh of the two, Upsachai, yeah, אבל בסת היו בכל במתניו ובסת היו בכל תירו ובסחיו ואיף אפילו בכל תירו אינם דרבונן ומותה בבישו ואנויה so the meter so the enim drabonon has left with all the items mentioned not only to Sahayim but other nisi came and say no why should I have come in with Misaki that it's also Bachile and since the two spells out to Mutam and Bishol Vanoi so Ligabi Achille it's also anyway Mitzatam Kiikia or Bein Bet Meio or Cholot Meio so when the two says so we say when the two says Einom Drabonon it has reference to Psachayim so then Chachomim had to answer it but Psar Behemot Meio Bechol of Teo so there is no need in answering even though there could be enough Kemine Ligabi Chticho in Ischabit and Ligabi Chtich Nasnoi alright ובייצים הנמצויים באפס מותרים לאוכלום בחול במדלם אמורים שהם גמוריס אבל מינם גמוריס הווה כבשר אוהב עצמי now this is based upon a gemore in Beitze Rav Zayin now the gemore in Beitze Rav Zayin says the fifth big line that's I'm on base gufe hashir the sun the us u motzo ba beitz in mureis mutoris roch on the hollow the yakel me mer im hoye mureis begid in asos so suppose someone shecht it on the us and then he finds eggs inside it on the us can you eat these eggs together with milk in other words do we consider these beitzim that were found inside the tanigeles, like prasosan, really can't eat it with milk, or it does not have a din of prasosan. So the tanikame says, hashir the tanigeles, umotzobo beitzim gmureis, mutoris loch lemechol, if it's gmureis, if it's finished, if it's complete. Reb Yaakov Eimer, if they are attached to the tanigeles, to Tanigeles by means of gidin of veins, then they are sois. But if they are not new veins, they're not sois. Now there is a machlekes reshenim. What? Who is makil and who is machl? Most reshenim say that the chachomim, the tanekame is the makil, and the tanekame and Rabbi Yaakov is the machl. So in other words, Hashechet is Tanigilis and Tanikame is the maker. He says, Hashechet is Tanigilis and what's up a beitz in Gmureis, Mutoris Rochlom Becholov. So as long as the eggs are complete, so then it's Muta Rochlom Becholov, even though they are attached to the Tanigilis by means of Gidin, so he's maker, so Rabbi Yaakov is Machmir, no. And he says, Imoyo Gmureis Begidin Asureis, even though they are Gmureis. So in other words, so most Rishonim say that the Tanekame, the Chachomim, are Meikil, and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machmir. The Rashbam, the Mordechai, in Perek Aleph of Beitze, mentions in the name of the Rashbam, he says the reverse, that it means, Hashechet is Tanegeles, U'motzov lo Beitzim Gmureis, Mutoris lochlom b'cholov, so that means the Tanekame is the Machmir, and the Rashbam explains that if it is a Tanigeles, what does it mean, Mureis? Mureis, according to the Rashbam, means a full egg. Now, if it looks the way an egg that is sold in the store looks, in other words, it not only has the yolk, the chalmei, it even has the white, it has the chalmei. And not only does it have the chalmein and the yolk and the white, it even has the shell. And what kind of a shell? A klipa kosher, a hard shell. That's what the Tanekame says. It's only muter if it's beitzim gmureis, completely complete. In other words, it has the chalmein and the klipa kosher. So then it's muter. Then Rabbi Yaakov says, even if it does not have a clipper kosher egg. Sometimes you open up a chicken, so you find a complete egg with a hard shell. But sometimes you find it has the helmet, and it even has a very soft shell. Very, very soft shell, but not a hard shell. So even if it does not have a clipper kosher, it just has a very soft shell. And as long as it's not attached to the taligeles, it's muta. Mashainkin, if it's still attached, so then it's awesome. So the Yaakov is the vehicle, because according to Tanikame, only if it's a Beitzim Ruiz has a hard shell. Of course, if it has a hard shell, it couldn't be attached with Gidim. I mean, it's impossible. So, that's the Rashbam Shite, but all the other Rishonim, they say that the Chachomim of Rabbi Yaakov are the Mechilim, and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machmir. But there is a Machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh on one hand, and the Rashba on the other hand, what's the meaning with Gmurz? What's the meaning of Gmurz? Of Gmurz. So Rashi and the Rosh say that Gmurz means that just the yoke is complete. The yoke, even though it has no white, no chelbein, it has just a chelbein, a yoke, no chelbein, no white, so it does not have enough bosor, and you can eat it with milk. And sometimes you open up a chicken, you just find the yolk, a small egg, just the yolk. So the Tanakhama says that this yolk can be eaten with milk, it does not have enough bosor, unless the yolk itself is incomplete. Then, even Tanakhama is made it, that it's awesome. But if the yolk is complete, even though it has no white whatsoever, so it does not have enough bosor, you can eat it with milk. So then, and then Rabbi Yaakov says, so he is the maker. So Rabbi Yaakov says, no, Imoyomuris begin Nasuri, he's Mach. This is the Pshat of Rashi and the Rosh. The Rashbo says that Beitzim Gmurais, he explains like Rashi, except on one point, he differs from Rashi. Gmurais, according to Rashbo, means not just yoke, but yoke and white. Chalmein and chalmein. But shell is not necessary. Not only a hard shell is not necessary. Even a soft shell is not necessary. As long as it has both, the yolk and the white, even though it's miureis, so it's meikir. Even though it's miureis, so it's muta. So Rabbi Yaakov is machmir, even though it has the yolk and the white, but it's still miureis, it's also. But if it's not miureis, so even according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's muta, even though there is no shell. Not even a soft shell. Alright. Now then, how do we pasken? Do we pasken like the Tanekame, the Chachomim or Rabbi Yaakov? So most Rishonim pasken like Tanekame. But the Aloches Deiles paskens like Rabbi Yaakov. How does the Rif pasken? So there is some question whether the Rif paskens like the Chachomim, the Tanekame, or like Rabbi Yaakov. Alright, now let's see the two. Ubeitzim anitzoyim veifes mutorim lochom micholom. Bamed vorem amurim shein gmureis. In other words, that's like the Tanakam. Avol meine gmureis, havi kipsari vatsma. Vizeu gmuro, kosa parashbo, kol shei ish lo chelvein vchelvein. Avol pi shei mura begidi, harei ze gmuro. Eilo elo chelvein, adayin boso. Virashe pireish, kishe nigmar achelvein. Vadayin adumo, umuro, mulashol shol beitzim. המחובה באשקה, הוא שור, ויהיר המדבורו, שמטיר, from Rashi's Losh, נצמא שמע, שמטיר, אפילו אם הוא עדיין חלבים, if you know it has no white, just a yolk. דוגים וחגובים, מוטורים לא אוכלו מחול. כוסף הרמבה, המבשל בחמיטבריה, הוא מיושון, smoked, ודם שבישלי, בחולוב, פוטר. ואין ליקין על החלוסי משום בוסו בחול. So in other words, if someone is mevashel b'chamit varye, so the Rambam paskens that it's osir, but there is no chiyuv malkes, because in order that there should be a nisa d'raise, there should be a chiyuv malkes, it must be nisbashel aloish. Klirishin. So then again, so Klirishin can enter din like a Shamin. So that's totally in the Shaila, where the person Becholov has the same din is analogous to Shabbos or not. That's another Shaila. We'll discuss that. Anyway, but Chamit Varye, let's say it's Chamit Shabbos, Chamit Varye. So only one Tana says that there is a Chiv of Bishop. But we paskin that Anvashel Chamit Varye. What's Chamit Varye? Chamit Varye? His heat. It's a geyser. So that's not Bishul. So Ligabe, Bosa Becholov, the Rambam Paskins, it's not Bishul Midraise. But Oseh, it is. The Cholapach is in the Rabbano. Umiushov, Vidam She Bishul Becholov, is Potter. Vinleken Achelose. In other words, because Dam is not Bosa, so Midraise, the Yisrael Bosa Becholov, doesn't apply to Dam She Bishul Becholov. But in the Rabbano, it does apply. That's why the Rambam says Potter Vinleken Achelose. Mishim Bosa Becholov. Hamivashil Soil Becholov Chayim. In other words, if it's a fetus, so that's Bosa. Even though wasn't born yet. So then he's Chayim. Vichino Eichle. Hamivashil Salye Oyeya Vigidim Vatsomi. So the Salye, the afterbirth. So that's not Bosa. Yogidim Vatsomis Vikritanayim Utalfayim Arakim Becholov Potter, because it's not Bosa. Vicheno Eichli Potter. Hamivashel Bimeicholov. Oy Becholov Meso. Oy Becholov Zoho. So sometimes, I mean, Zoho doesn't have any Cholov, but sometimes he has. It's an aberration. So then he is Potter. He is Potter. So that Gemara learns out also from the Pasuk. Because I'm Vashel B'Meicholov. Now, what is Meicholov? Now, so there is a Machlekes as to the meaning of Meicholov. There is no. So some Rishonim say that Meicholov, that's Nisyuve Dechlovi. That's way, what we call in English, way. So that does not have a din of Cholov. And Meile, if you mivashe your bosa together with whey, so there is no yisad rice. But the assembly shem would say that mei cholov, is considered like cholov, and it's also midraise to be mivashe mei cholov whey with meat. But what is mei cholov that the Gemara learns out from the posik? There is no yisad rice of bosa cholov. So this is a derivative of the whey. In other words, once you get away, then if you are mevashlet, so then some completely watery part of the milk, so will be separated. So that's the derivative of the whey. That does not have a din of cholov, but the whey itself has a din of cholov. And if you are, and there is a nisar of possible cholov when you are mevashlet whey with meat. So I'm vashel the mecholov and mecholov meisa and mecholov zocha pota because of adin over yourself the nisuve the chlove. In other words, way ain't the chlove mecholov. What's the matter? El mecholov ain't acha she itzio min mecholov kol eichel kila acha she osu kol agvino mi vashli hacholov ve oichel tzof mu mayo ve li nisha bei el mayo ve halme. So that's the derivative of way. Vizel anit ha mecholov. But way itself has a din of cholov. We got it, Bosco. Now, not another question. Cholov animtza b'keivu. Suppose you find cholov in a keivu. Lidas rabalfes eini cholov. Umutea livashel b'boso. Umutea livashel b'boso. So umutea lechatchile to b'mevashel. Even in Rabbono. Because it does not have a din of cholov. Afilu b'tzol shebo. Even if it's completely liquid. So it does not have a din of cholov. V'chei kosev haramba. V'rashe osre. And Rashi says that it's also amid Rabbanon. It's also amid Rabbanon. V'chosvel chosav shu cholov gomu. Afilu akoru shebo. So in other words, Rashi is machmir at the other extreme, at the other pole of the rib. Because according to the rib, it's muta levashol b'bosor, even if it's completely liquid. And according to Rashi, so the cholov that is found in the kevoy, even if it's completely solidified and coagulated, it still has a din of cholov, and it's also levashol b'bosor. She cholov gomer afilu akoru shebo. Kol shekein cholov. And Rav Netam makes it, is in between. He makes it pshat. Chilek akoru shebo ein cholov. the cholov that is found in the keivo. So if it is coagulated, so then it does not have a din of cholov. But avlatzolu, if it's completely liquid, avlatzolu, who cholov? So lifichach imolach hakeivo bichlovo neser mishimosa bicholov dimoliach kreteach vichein imomad bo yimechot ikomishkem vushem vimehem mitbo bineitz im yeish bo bineitz mitam asur is lerash afilu bikomish ul rab mitam vitzol davki. In other words, what it mean imehem mitbo bineitz? Usually when we are mamid dinos today, so there is certainly shishi negative in the milk, negative in it. But he talks here that the two, so then there is no isa. In other words, the only problem is with cheese that are made, that are curdled with non-kosher rennet. Rennet that is obtained from behemoths that were not slaughtered, al-pidin. So then we have a problem because it's over a maimit, so the over a maimit that developed the bottle. Masha'inke, if, let's say, the cheese is made with kosher in it, and kosher in it by definition means not that it has a hechsher of the rabbi, but kosher in it means that it was obtained from a behemoth that was slaughtered al pedin. That's kosher in it. So then there is no problem. Why is there no problem? Because today when cheese is made, so there is certainly shishi in the milk negative in it. More than shishi. So why don't we say bottle? So many rishonim say, even though it's not mentioned by all rishonim, there are some rishonim lachelik. But that's the way we pass it. That the halacha of dovar hamayim midli bottle, I think I discussed it with Talmudis. So the dovar hamayim midli bottle has no application to bosa becholov. Because bosa becholov, so the bosa is eter and the cholov is eter. But the Torah answered, if you combine the two, in what way? If you combine the two in such a way that one gives a time in the other. When you cook milk with meat, so that one gives a time in the other, that the milk gives a time in the meat, or the meat gives a time in the milk, that's then the entity of bosa becholov is constituted. So that's the definition of bosa becholov. But if you have shishim, let's say you put the cave of a behemoth that is of shchut, so you put it in the milk and there is shishi, so then it couldn't give time, so it's not an entity of bosa becholov. So you cannot say dovar hamayim midafilu belev the bottle. When can we apply the principle dovar hamayim midafilu bottle if you take nivela in it? So it's awesome. But there is shishi negative. So we say it's used to curdle, to stabilize, to coagulate. So mele afilu belev lebot. Basheinkin, when you take kosher rennet, the rennet of a behemoth that was nishchet okedin, so it's muter. It has to become oser as a result of becoming an entity of bosa becholov. But in order to become an entity of bosa becholov, so the rennet, the bosa, must give it time in the cholov. And if there is shishim, it doesn't give it time. So this is, it says, v'mehemit bo gvinei isim yeish ben b'neisim tam. So in other words, if there is no shishi, so yeish b'neisim tam, asur es l'rashi afilu b'korush, ul rabne tam, b'tzol davke. And according to Rav, it's never osa. V'chein ni maskona sadin over osa. All right, that's the... Now, kosov ateo, v'mechada. V'sipa shodim v'chalem v'imei, gimu pomo. אחד מסביב של אחד מסאחים ואחד מסרנוי ויצא אחים לו של בישו לימא שינו עושה מהתיר את הרבישו אלו את הרבישו אבל מדרבו לנו עושה בחולים נאו כל עושה בחולה שינו עושה מן התיר מותה בנו. So that's the cloud, even though the Mashal is ready, but the Mashal is Yochid. I mean, all the Rishayim say that any Bosa Becholo that is not osa midraise, so it's muta ba'anoye im midrabo. In other words, that means that psari b'cholo is muta ba'anoye. Psari b'cholo. Only psa behemo b'cholo is osa ba'anoye. But psari b'cholo, we do not say kol v'tikna up here, we do not say. Call the tikkun, I want to keep the eyes of tikkun. So since the Chachomim or Misake, the tzarim b'cholov should be affected the nisa of pasa b'cholov b'drabonon. So in many ways it should conform to all the dinim of sabeima b'cholov. Should pasa b'anoye. No, we do not say that. Kol pasa b'cholov should also matere muta b'anoye. So you meet rabonon it's muta. Gdil avdav. Do adin sheir seveiz. Lo ishne b'cholovim ve'lo ishne b'cholov acheres. Elo shedim ha'kosov b'heim. אין נייג אלו בפסר בהם או תהירו בחולו בהם או תהירו אבל בוסו תהירו בחולו פניו או בוסו תמיו בחולו תהירו מותור לבישו ובענוי ופסר חיו בהי אפילו בחולו תהירו מותר בבישו ובענוי ואבחיר לסוד הדועת סויב מדרבונו נצמותה בבישו ובענוי בשבענוי ואבחיר לא אינו עושה עם דרבונו אבל דוגים וחגובים אין בו אמיסר אפילו מן רבון דוגי בחגוב אם אין בו אמיסר אפילו מן רבון right now ונועגו לעסייס חולוב משקדים now here we have it בקחילה של רמון ונועגו לעסייס חולוב משקדים ומניחים בו בשרי הויל ואיני רק מן רבון אבל בשר בהימו יש לו ניח אצל החולוב שקדים משומר זהי that's a big חידש There are many poskim, these came of the Shulchan Aruch, who are chilik on this psak of the Ramah. It's a big kulin. So the Ramah shita is that in regard to a nisa deraise, there is a nisa of marasai. But in regard to a nisa, something that is also the Rabbanon, there is no nisa of marasai. Some mele, let's say, you cannot put, let's say, suppose, You cooked. I mean, that's like parve milk. I mean, so in their days they didn't have the name parve milk, so they had cholov shkedim, emen milk. So that's parve milk. It looked like milk. It tastes like milk, but it's not milk. So the Ramah says that you cannot serve. Let's say, suppose you cooked meat, psar behemo. In almond milk, in cholov shkedim, it's all right. I mean, nothing wrong with that. So then, and you serve it. So then, you have to put, shkedim on the plate. In other words, that would be the heker. That would be the heker that it's not regular milk. It's only cholov shkedim. But without shkedim on the plate, you cannot serve. Mashein kei. To serve chicken in cholov shkedim, even without putting the shkedim, the almonds, on the plate, you are allowed. Why? Since it only involves an isa d'rabbanon, so there is no isa of marasayim regarding an isa d'rabbanon. It's a big chiddush. I mean, many nesikim are chiddush. All right. V'nuagu la'asis cholov mishkedim u'manichim bo psarim. So you can put chicken. In the whole of shkedim and serve it, and you don't even have to put shkedim in the plate. Hoy uveini rak mirabon, avon psal behemo yesh laaniach itzel ha'chol of shkedim mishum marasai kmo yishin izboya liil simen samachvov liinyen dam. All right. So this is what Ramos says. Osel levatel b'chol of vishom mitnei marasai. Now, again, the Yisrael of Bosa B'cholo does not apply to Cholo Vado. Let's say, suppose, Bosa in Cholo Visho, so there is no Yisrael. But, so he says, the Mechaba says, that it's Osa M'Rabon, with the Marasai. Osa L'Vashayu B'cholo Visho, with the Marasai, V'Nofal Yisrechataf Shir, Boteil V'Nzor Shir. He doesn't ask it because it's only Osa. Mishmar Esayim, so he doesn't ask the tafsh. Then the Rabbi Ramo says, and that's not such a dog of poshut. He says, V'nira l'fize, v'kol shkun liosa l'vashe l'chadchile, v'cholof tmeyo, o yibos otomei v'cholof toi. So he says, since the Mechaba Paschus, since the Mechaba Paschus, like the Chumis Rajbo, that it's osa, to be v'vashe l'boso, in cholof isho, because of Marasayin, Chalavayin, so certainly that it's also mitzad Marasayin to be Mivashel, Cholov Tmeyo, I'm not of him, sorry. Bosotome in Holovisho. In Holovisho. In other words, why should he be Vashi left all? He couldn't eat it anyway. If it's Bosotome, so it's not, it's also Bachile. But it's also Bachile for the Jew, but it's Muta Bachile for the Goy. Bosotome, so you're not allowed to eat the Vashi left and you're not allowed to give it to a Goy. Once it was this Vashi. But Bosotome, Bicholo, is not Osea. Is not also a mitzvah iser of bosom cholov, but some mele if not for maresayin, so it is mutter to be mivasheir. Let's say bosotomei bicholov, in order to do it to serve it to goy. So it's mutter, but you're not allowed to do it because of maresayin, because if it is also because of maresayin. To be mivashe boso in chalavisho, so certainly also to be mivashe boso tome in cholo. Vidachke boso behim, aval behim de rabbonon in lochush. So in other words, behim de rabbonon, so there is no easier to be mivashe in chalavisho, because that's again the shite of the Ramon, that where it's Nigei and Isra Rabbanon, then there is no Isra of Marasai. Now, all the Nisikeli Meskashes from the Gemara in Shabbos, come Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara says that we're not allowed to do things on Shabbos Mipnei Marasai. In other words, one is not allowed to let a behemoth walk outside, you know, dressed up with the bells and everything, that the way a behemoth looks when it's going to be sold in the market. Why? Because if you let the behemoth walk out with the bell on it, the way it walks out to be sold on the market, so people will accuse him. People will accuse him, will suspect him that he wants to sell on Shabbos. So even though Mekach Memchal is only Osam the Rabbanon, still there is an Issa of Maresai. And Kamo Vikamo Gemores, that mentioned that it's also on Shabbos Mishu Maresai, because people will be hating him, because it will look as if he is doing an Issa Rabbanon. And then we have Mishnes in Shviz, that certain things are also because of Marasayin, it might look, even though they're not Miloches in themselves that are also, but it will look as if he's doing Miloches, even though these Miloches that people think he's doing are only Osam the Rabbonon. So we see, I mean, that there is an Ian of Marasayin, even with the Rabbonon, but all these Kashes do not really represent a strong Kashe against Ramo, because Gabi Shabbos, and the same thing is true Gabi Shviz, there is a special Derabonon of Marasayim. It's not the general Isra of Marasayim. It's the special Derabonon of Marasayim. Because why does the Gemara have to say that it's also Amishim Marasayim to let a Beheime walk out Bizuk Shalom? Even though the bell, that's it Achshit, so it's not a Maseh, but you're not allowed to let the Beheime walk out on Shabbos with the bell on it, because Mishum Marasayim to look as if he's taking it to the market. See the market. Why did the Chachamim have to be misaken? After all, there is a general din of Marasayim. V'yisem nikim me'adishemu mi'Yisrael. That's mentioned in the connection of the Nigod in the book. V'yisem nikim me'adishemu mi'Yisrael. In other words, a person, every Jew, is mechuyev to maintain a pure record, even vis-a-vis the impression of the people. He should not act in such a way that people will think he's doing an avel. So the Mishnah Ishkolim says, in other words, when they motel in the Trumas Alishko, so then and they had to bring, let's say, the money in the Bisa Mikdosh, so they were not allowed to bring it in their baggage, because when a person sees and another person carrying something in his baggage, so what does it mean? It's stolen. So Mimele, even though he knows it's not stolen, you're not allowed to carry it that way. Just as today, If, let's say, if somebody is accused of a certain crime, and then it is shown that he received cash, so that's considered as evidence of money under the table. Why? Because if cash is given, so there must be something wrong with it. So really, if the term is Trumas Alishko, when they carry the money of the Trumas Alishko, they carry it like this, under the jacket, so that will be, so it will expose them to suspicion. So we're not allowed, because the Yitzhak became Adishem in Israel. One is not allowed. In other words, let's say a person will pass by on Shabbos, and he'll see that someone, a friend of his whom he wants to see, is sitting in the barbershop. So he'll go into the barbershop just to talk to his friend. He doesn't want to take a haircut. I mean, what wrong is he doing? So it's an aveira of marzayim, because if you see a person on Shabbos in the barbershop, what will be the obvious conclusion? If you wanted to talk to your friend, the obvious conclusion will be that you are sitting there because you are waiting for a haircut. So mele, it involves an isar of marzayim. So why does the Gemara have to say this thing is osar on Shabbos? We're not allowed to let the behemoth walk with the bell because of marasayim. There is a general issue of marasayim, and there is an infinite number of cases of marasayim. It's impossible to spell it out on paper. I mean, what is marasayim? It depends. I mean, it depends upon the circumstances. But here there is a special takone that you were not allowed to let the behemoth walk out with its bell. With its bell, even though it's a tachshit, so it's not a maset, so it's not even a shvisas bemte, the answer shvisas bemte, because of marasayim. The answer is, here there is a special, the rabbono of marasayim, apart from the general isa. As far as the general isa of marasayim is concerned, so it's only shayach if a person acts in such a way that he'll reasonably expose himself to chashad. Reasonably. So let's say if you want to make a telephone call and you know that there is a trefa restaurant, there is a telephone booth in the trefa restaurant, you go into the trefa restaurant to make a telephone call. So then if somebody sees you, so only if he's a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, so will be melamed zchus on you. But if he's not a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, he'll see you going into the restaurant, he'll say that you are going into the restaurant to eat. So then you'll complain against him. Alright, but the average reasonable person does not follow up the deen of Shulchan Aruch the way he should. So if a person acts in such a way that he reasonably exposes himself to suspicion, then he's Eveya, the Yisrael of the Yisrael Nikim Adishem of Yisrael. But if a person, let's say, suppose you go outside and on that block you want to go home, and on that block there is a trefa restaurant. And you know that someone who is an enemy of yours, who is very hostile to you, and who likes to malign you, so he is walking, and you know that if he'll see you on that block where there's a trefa restaurant, then he'll tell everybody, oh, I saw him going into the restaurant. So does that mean that you're not allowed to go outside because you have an enemy who unreasonably will malign you? So that then the Yisa of the Yisa Nikim Adishem Yisroel doesn't apply. So the question is, if there hadn't been a special aloche, now, is that a reasonable conclusion? After all, the Gemara says it's a tachshit. So why is it a tachshit? Because tachshit depends upon the practice of people. So when people like to show off with their behemoths, some melee, they put the bell on the behemoth. So that is no lie. That this person is trying to sell it in the market, it's he dressed up the behemoth. with the bell because it's a dachshin. It's a dachshin. But there might be certain people who are looking to find fault. So you're unreasonably accusing you of doing it again. So if there hadn't been a special takone by Shabbos, then it wouldn't be osur. But here there is a special Shabbos system. It's not in Lecha Shabbos, but it's a special Shabbos system of Marasayu that is peculiar to Shabbos. So by Shabbos we find. But it has nothing to do with the general Israel of Marasai. So in the Meila, it's no kashe against the Ramon. But Ligabe Psarei Becholo Psar Ein Becholo of the Chachonim didn't connect this special Takone. So it only had the general Israel of Yisrael Mekim and Yisrael Yisroel. So in the Meila, as far as the general Israel of Yisrael Mekim and Yisrael Yisroel is concerned, so it only applies to Yisurah Deraise and to Yisurah Derabonon. Of course, it's a big chiddush. Why shouldn't we say that this general Nisa of Yisrael Kim Hashem Yisroel applies to Yisurah Derabonon too? So many poskim are chilek on Ramon, but this is the Ramon shita, that as far as the general Nisa of Yisrael Kim Hashem Yisroel is concerned, it only applies to Yisurah Deraise, it does not apply to Yisurah Derabonon. Alright. Now, Beit Siman Tzoyim Be'evis, Im Hem Gmureit, the Heine Sheyesh Lehem Chalbein V'Chalmeid Aval Pishe Mura V'Gidi Harizig Mur. So in other words, he paskins like most Vashemi that the Chachomim are Mekir, the Tanakami is Mekir, Dav Zayin Meitze, and that Yaakov is Machmir, and the paskins also like the Chachomim, not like the Bahag who paskins like Rabbi Yaakov, and also in the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rashbo, he paskins like the Rashbo. Because according to Rashi, so the Chachomim say that as long as it has a helmet, the helmet is complete, the yoke is complete. So, umuta lo achlo v'cholo, avol ima inlo, elo helmet, osa, according to Rashi, it's muta, osa v'vashlo v'cholo, avol ima achlo v'vni atzmo, muta le echil achreyem gvino oi cholo. In other words, so what's the pshat? That even though he passed things like the Rashi, that when is it considered Gmureis? Gmureis is considered only when it has both the yoke and the wine. But that does not mean that if it has just the yoke and it doesn't have the wine, that Midaraise it's still considered Bosar. Midaraise, there is no machlekes between Rashi and Rashbo as whether Midaraise, the Shem Bosar is Boka as a result of the yoke being complete. Or the Shembosa is only Boka if the yoke and the wine are complete. As far as the rice is concerned, everybody agrees that if it has the yoke, so it doesn't have Shembosa. But according to the Rashbo, Midrabonon, it has the Chalei Shembosa, as long as the wine is not complete. So since it only has the Chalei Shembosa, Midrabonon, not Midraise, so it's Osea to eat it together with milk mamish. I mean together with milk mamish. Masheike, as far as the other rabbanon that you have to wait 6 hours, the Shio Sude is concerned, so we do not treat it like bosa. As long as the yolk is complete, So even though, even according to the Rashba, we do not treat it as basar, and is allowed immediately after eating this egg, that in which the yolk is complete, to eat cholof immediately after it. Hamyushon ve'amivushol v'chamitvarye eleikinom v'chinam vashel basar b'mei cholof oi b'cholof meiso oi b'cholof zocho oi she'bishel dam b'cholof. So dam is not basar, oi is poter v'eleikin achelosei mishum basar b'cholof v'cholof zocho loy mikre cholof. It's not mikro cholov. Avol cholov meiso, umei cholov. So there is a difference. With the rabbanon there is a difference between cholov zocho and cholov meiso. Avol cholov meiso, umei cholov, eischin hamachol mecholov atzmo. Va'afilu bibishu yesh la'eslachatre. In other words, so certain things that are mufke of an isha deraise, but with the rabbanon it's considered as cholov. Masheinkin, other things. So even in Rabbanon, it's not considered cholov. So he says, cholov zochol, mikra cholov kar. So mele, if that cholov falls into the Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't even last. But cholov meisa, so too, midrash said there is no yisal basar cholov. There is no yisal basar cholov, because there is no yisal basar cholov. But cholov it is. So maybe with Rabbanon, it answers the mail. But if you be bishlo yishlas alachati, yei shemri the osa alachti soeish tachazdei roshalim kichovi lifishem mevashlim behem pomim cholov pomim basa veamchate tachazdei roshalim boli de bishlo basa cholov. Now here we find a chiddush in that Gemara. Not that it's not established, but it's a chiddush. There is no Gemara Mefarashis. Now, there is a halacha of a special Isser of Basar B'cholov. So what does Basar B'cholov mean? Basar B'cholov means if Basar is Nispashel together with Cholov. So not only is it Tosav Achille, that's in Bishl is also Midrash. And there is Malkus, if somebody is Mivashel, Basar together with Cholov, even though his Kavanah is to be Mivashel for a goy. So if a Jew will be Mivashel, Basar together with Cholov, for a goy is Chayav Malkus. Now the question is this: is there a nisa deraise of bishul basar becholov when you are not mivashel basar and cholov together much? Maybe one could argue that the whole nisa of being mivashel basar becholov is when you take a pot and you put milk in it and you put a piece of meat and then you are mivashel. So the basar gives a tam directly. A tam basar in the cholov. A cholov gives a tam directly. A tam cholov in the basar. But suppose you have a pot in which, let's say, at 7 o'clock this morning, I cooked meat in that pot. Then a goy comes to my house and he says, can you give me a glass of hot milk? I like only hot milk. And then I take the same pot, a clean pot, in which I cooked meat at 7 o'clock this morning, and I boil milk in it to give it to the goy. Is that osel? So you could argue that is not osel. That's not osel. Because the special isel of bishul basar becholov applies only when the basar directly gives a tam in the cholov. When you boil milk together with meat, so then the basar directly gives the tam the cholov, or the cholov directly gives the tam the basar. Masha'inkin here, when I cooked meat at 7 o'clock this morning, so then the meat gave the tam the day. Then I take the same clean part after I clean it out, and at 12 o'clock, and I cook and I boil milk in it, so then the basar does not give directly tam the cholov. First, the basar gives the tam the deira. Now, when I boil the milk in the same pot, so the deira gives the tam in the milk. So it's a nesin tam, banesin tam. It's not nesin tam, banesin tam the deira. So that is muta nesin tam, banesin tam. But it is nesin tam, banesin tam the isure. Because when it's already the second time takes effect, so then it's already basar cholov.
That's what's the cholov. So it's also.
But we could say it's also bachile. In other words, if let's say a Jew shouldn't be allowed to drink that milk that was boiled in the same pot in which at 7 o'clock meat was cooked, but to boil milk for a goy, why not? Maybe the whole issue of the zivash of diva chalavime applies only to the primary time of pasach cholov, when milk is boiled together with meat. Meat is cooked together with milk, but when it's in its tamba, it's in tamba of pasach cholov, there is the love of mishvashel diva chalavime doesn't apply. It's just machile, but the love of mishvashel diva chalavime doesn't apply. Now the Primigodim discusses that question. So the Primigodim says as follows, that there is no, it goes without saying, that according to most Rishonim who say that Tam Kikya is the Raise, and if Tam Kikya is the Raise, so then it's the Raise not only by the primary Tam, even by this Tam, by this Tam, so is the Raise. Because what's the Pasik for Tam Kikya, the Raise, Gvura Midyon? What does Gvura Midyon mean? In other words, that the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe that the Jews cannot use the kelim that they got in Midian, but first they have to be magil. Why? Because if they're not magil, so then, and the Midianim cooked all kinds of dvorim asurim in those parts, so when the Israelites would cook dvorim amutorim, so then it would be an iser of Tam Kikya, but there it would be not the primary Tam, it would be not the Tam Rishim, but the Tam Sheni. The Nisi Tam, but Nisi Tam. The Nivele, the Chilev, the Dam gave the Tam of the Midyoni, gave the Tam in the Gdeire, and then the Gdeire, when the Israelites cooked Vaheter, gives the Tam in the Vaheter. So it's a Nisi Tam, but Nisi Tam. So we see that there is a loch of Tam Kikya with the Raisi, even regarding the derivative Tam, if it is Zurich. So Mele, since there is a loch of Tam Kikya even regarding the derivative Tam, so Mele, the Primigodim says, so it goes without saying that the Iser of Bishul itself applies not only to a case where you mevashel cholov with basar in the pot, but to a case where you mevashel cholov in a pot in which within 24 hours basar was cooked. But he has a shayle. How about, let's say, Rashi passages like the Mandoma, the Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, so Tam Kikya is not the Raise. So he still could say that even according to Rashi, who says the Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, the Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, so it is, but by Bosom Cholov there is a special Rasakosum of Tam Kikya. That's Bosom Cholov, because the Bosom gives a Tam. In the cholov gives a tam in the bosor. So the mele, it's also a hitme called the Rashi, the Tam Kikya. In Kolatel, the Kula is not the Raise, but the cholov is the Kosovo. But we could say, true, but the cholov is certainly Tam Kikya is the Raise. How do we know? Because the Torah says, Luzibashal Dibra Chalavine. But maybe that has reference, that posik of Zvashal Dibra Chalavine has reference only to Tam Rishin, the primary Tam, not to Nisi Tam, but Nisi Tam, not to a Tam Sheni. Not the Tam Shein, so he has a Shafi. Anyway, we see that this thing, so the Primigodim says that according to most Rishonim who pass the Tam Kikya, the Raise, then it goes without saying that it's also to be Mevashel in the Forigoy, milk in a pot in which in the same day within 24 hours. So one cooked meat. So it's also the Raise. It's also the Raise. Now, this is mentioned here in this Mordechai. Besides the other Chidushim in this Mordechai, Yei Shein. The Ose Alachti Soei Shtachazdeiro Shloi Vichovim Livichim Mebashlim Behem Piyomim Cholov Piyomim Bosa V'hamechat Tachazdeiro Shloihem Bo Lidei Bishol Bosa Bechom. So in other words, if you are in a goy's house and the goy tells you please be mechat and stir the cholim under the pot, so he's not allowed to do it. Why? Because the goy is not zoyer and basar cholov. So sometimes, let's say in the morning, he might cook in the same pot meat, and then in the afternoon, he might cook milk. So in Mele, it wouldn't avail him to pick up the cover of the pot and take a look and see what is there. So even if he takes a look in the in the in the
if he picks up the cover of the pot, the cover of the pot, and he sees that there is no milk and meat together. Or even if he makes sure he picks up the cover, or he lifts the cover of the pot, and he makes sure that there is neither milk nor meat. There is something else, potatoes are being cooked in that pot. But it's possible that it's 12 o'clock, so it's possible that the goy, at 7 o'clock he cooked meat, at 8 o'clock he cooked milk. So the mele, this pot has a bria of bosor and cholov. Now, when he's mechatli the cholim under the potatoes, so, and that expedites the bishul. So the bria of the bosor will be niflat, and the bria of the cholov will be niflat, and there will be a bishul bosor cholov. So in effect, there will be even an iser of bosor cholov. So you see from this Mordechai that it's just a meraisa, not only Osam Rabbonon, because if it had only been Osam Rabbonon, so why should it be Cheshish? Sveik Rabbonon Nikula, it should be Tele. Why should it be Cheshish? Maybe in the morning he cooked meat. But as long as right now there is no meat and milk together in the pot, even if there is milk, why should it be Cheshish? Maybe in the morning he cooked meat, maybe he did not. We are telling the Rabbanon. So we see that it's also Mederaisi. Even for a goy to be Mivasheyo, not only it's also Mederaisi, even for a goy to be Mivasheyo, Bosor and Cholov in the same part. But if the same part was used for Bosor, you're not allowed to cook Cholov in the same part. יש אמרים דור שלח ישראל שתחזיר של חובי ושמבשלו בין כל מחולוב כל מבוסו והמחת את החזיר של הם בו נפיש בו שחולוב Now I mentioned that in Shabbos Now so here Rabbi Kleiger mentions a riot from this Mordechai נגד את הארץ I discussed it in Shabbos Now because after all he doesn't know whether meat was cooked let's say now there is milk in the pot so he doesn't know whether in the morning meat was cooked So, and he's not mishaving to be mashal both together. So let it be Dovashim mishaving, and it's crazy it isn't. Because maybe he didn't cook meat in the morning. So the answer is, that's not Dovashim mishaving. Dovashim mishaving is only shayach when the sofik is in the osik, not if the sofik is in the oval. Let's say, nozir chivit mfaskis, nozir is not allowed to comb his hair, because that is a miscreation. But to straighten out his hair with his hands, he's allowed, even though sometimes when you straighten out your hair with your hand, so you tear out hair. But sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So even if you do, so it's a dovashin mishab, it's not a situation. So they are the sofik is nosi in the future. In other words, when I start, even nosi start straightening out his hair with his hand, maybe he will tear out, maybe he will not tear out. So even if he tears out, even if it tears out, so it's a dovashim mishab. Mashenkin, in this case, we cannot say, maybe he'll be mivashel bosom cholov or not, because we cannot say that. Why? Because it all depends upon a past event. If lapishmai is galia that in the morning the goy cooked meat already in this pot, so then he will necessarily By stirring the gecholim, he'll necessarily have to be mevashel the bosor, the bria of that bosor with the cholov that is now in the pot. So where the sofik is only in the future, so then it's not dovashim mishab. The sofik is creation. So it's creation. So mele is masik on the taz because the taz says that if let's say you have a box with many garments in that box. And you know there are many flies in that box, you're not allowed to close the box. Because by closing the box on Shabbos, you thereby trap, capture the flies. But if you don't know whether between one garment and another there are flies, so then you can close the box. Because it's not what you So he says, but here the sofik is in the past. So maybe that's it. So I discussed it in Shabbos. Anyway, so we see from two chidushim. Two chidushim we see from the Mordechai. Chidush number one, that the iser of bishul of being nivash and bosor cholov together, even for a goy, it does not only apply to a case where you're mevashel, concrete, visible meat with concrete, visible milk, But even if the pot is an invisible, blear bosom, you're not allowed to boil milk in that pot for a goy. And with the rice you're not allowed. Because it involves the Isar of Rishi Vashon Dib Chalavime. Chalavime. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, what Rabbi Gveiga says. What Rabbi Gveiga says. That there is, that when we say Dovashim Mishchavim, if the Sofik is in the future, but if the Sofik is in the past, so then we do not say, so Dovashim Mishchavim, we consider it a Sofik Psychreishe. So maybe it's the Chumre. Alright. Oit Kosu. The only Arif, Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Poso, in Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Cholo, the Litein Lifle Behemo, the Asuri Bano, the Asuri Bano. So why? Because it's Osea Bano. It's Osea Bano. Now, so the reason is why, this is Marif. The reason is why it's Osea is because it's Osea Bano. Now, when Yama Ma'arev, Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Poso, Imayim sheidichu behem kli cholo. That means hot water. And to give it for the behemoth, so it should beside the Isar HaNoel, it should involve an Isar of Bishul. It should involve an Isar of Bishul, because it's hot. Because it's hot. Now, I knew a certain woman, she was an Isha Tzidkonis, and she was not a Lamdonis, but her Kavone was Nishim Shamayim. And she was not an ignorant woman too, because if she had been an ignorant woman, she wouldn't have done that. This kind of chumre can only emanate from a yidiyeh. But I knew a certain woman, an Isha Tzidkonis, she's not living anymore, so she had a separate garbage pail for milchiks and a separate garbage pail for fleshiks. So everybody heard it, laughed at her. I mean, there is no basis for doing it. But there is no reason as to why she should have been left at it. So it makes sense. And we have to understand why isn't everyone machmir to have a separate garbage pail for fleishiks and a separate garbage pail for milchiks, especially those who cook, you know, on a large scale. So many times they throw away, you know, a hot piece of meat, a hot piece of meat, and then they throw away a hot piece of cereal. I mean, let's say, if they cook in a restaurant, so maybe it's bishul, and then the mashal shita is the daidava gush. There is bishul in the klisheni. So why not have? Why shouldn't everyone have two separate garbage pails, one for fleishiks and one for milchiks? One for milchiks. Now we see that from this ramo we see oit kosvu they learned mayim sheitichu behem. Kli bosa, imayim sheitichu behem kli cholo, vilitein lifnei behemo, the asurim banoi. The asurim banoi. So it's only because it's asurim banoi. When he gives it to behemo, as food for the behemo, some melee has anoi. But it should be also mitzad bishul. No, mitzad bishul, it's not us. Mitzad bishul, it's not us. So then he says, then he says another thing. Oit kosu. The akli sheisim b'mayim nechvikas oreish, eili shamish behim. Again, because of the Isar HaNoel. The eisim eisim eif yashal akiro, u regius, hu li isarif shom bosa b'chol. V'chei lochem yish leeser gabdeh nishamish b'nagdeh nishuat anurim, shebezachire b'shvid nitim alim nipomim, bosa b'chol of b'nagdeh nishem abash nifanurim, u'id evit ilochas b'chol, then because we don't have to b'chei shish. That this happened. So anyway, so the Ramo only asks these things because of the Isar HaNoel, not because of the Isar Bishul. Not because of the Isar Bishul. So if you want, you could say that when the Ramo says, Oit Kosu de'eile ari, mayim sheidichu behem, klei bosa, imayim sheidichu behem, klei cholo, v'litem lifne behemo, v'asurim ba'anoye, and you couldn't even say it. So you could say when it's not hot. If it's not hot, So then it shouldn't be also banoye, because the midrash say it's only osea ba'achile and banoye if it's the rabbishul. But midravon it's also ba'achile even if it's not the rabbishul. But banoye not even midravon it's osea if it's not the rabbishul. So Monefshach, if he has reference to a case where he's ma'ariv mayim sheidichu ben klibosa that is already cold, in mayim sheidichu ben klicholov that is already cold, So maybe it shouldn't even be also ganz korab anoy either. Because he has fresh degrees. Mayim shidichu behem kli bosa. So what is it? Fresh degrees. Mayim shidichu behem kli cholov, that's milk degrees. And then, and if it is cold, so maybe there is so maybe it's not the arbitral, so it shouldn't even be also manoy, even in Rabbono it's not also manoy, if it's not the arbitral. If it's not the arbitral. You are allowed to serve to a goy a sandwich of meat and cheese, as long as the meat and the cheese were not cooked together. So obviously, Rabbo has reference to a case where he's married mayim that is still hot. So the mele, freishike gris becomes miurev, hot freishike gris becomes miurev, with hot milchike gris, with hot milchike gris. So the mele, he has anoye. But if it's hot, so it should be also mitzad bisho, not only mitzad anoye. Not only mitzad anoye. Why does he emphasize the isar anoye? So from this, we see a big chiddush. And with that, we'll be able to answer a certain kashi against the Shach. I mean, we didn't go over the Shach yet. The Shach says in Siv Zion, he says, Divadai Bibishu Lechud, the first big line in the Shach, in Daf Kuf Tzadik. So he says, Divadai Bibishu Lechud Elekem Mishumar Esayim, Dor Yochel Li Shemivashe Ritzirach Rifur. So one of the Mesikarim in the back, I think he's in the both. I'm not sure, I think he's in the both. So he has the Kashe. So what if it's Mevashel Tzirach Rifur? But this itself is us. So it's Muchach from that Shach in Simen Zion. In Simen Zion is the first big line in the Shach. You see, well, the first big line is the first line. But then you have small lines. Just the first line beneath the column of the Mechaba. So he says, the Vada the Bishul the Chud Elekem Shemar Asayi, Do Yochel Li Yishem Yivashe Yom Yitzir Echefoy. So the Shach is discussing here a case where a person is Mivashe Yom, Boso Tomei in Cholov. Now, so there is no Yisar of Bishul Boso Cholov because there is a special Xeras HaKosov that it doesn't apply to Boso Tomei. But the Shach is, let it be also, let the person be mivashel. Let the person be also to be mivashel boso tome in holo because of marzayim, because it looks like boso of beimoteo. So a person will think, the observer will think that it's boso of beimoteo, be holo, is this bashel. So he says, no, there is no marzayim, because why should a person reasonably accuse him of doing an aver? Because after all, it's possible sometimes people are mivashel boso in cholov for a medicine, not a medicine to be taken orally, but for a medicine to be applied on them. I mean, for a medicine, for an experiment, for a certain medicine. So mimele it's not awesome. So in other words, that means the child arose years ago. There was a certain chemist. He was one of the outstanding pharmaceutical chemists in the early 30s. He was the head of the chemistry department in Johns Hopkins University. And he was a very orthodox Jew. He was not a Rambam. Dr. Mach was his name. He was the outstanding pharmaceutical chemist. And he was a very orthodox Jew, but he didn't know much. But he has shilas and everything, and he once asked the shayla whether he wanted, he was working on a certain project, I mean, whether the project is, whether he had to work on that project or not, I mean, that's another question. But he tried to find taimei ha-mitzvos on the basis of science. So memele, he wanted to perform experiments on boso b'chol. So he asked the shayla whether he can be mivashel, whether it can be mivashi or bosal cholo, for the purpose of performing an experiment, not to give it to be eaten by anyone, Jew or non-Jew. And the psak was that he can. And why? So from this shach it's mashma, that when a person is mivashi or bosal cholo, not for the purpose of achim, if a person is mivashi was a becholo for the purpose that it should be eaten by someone, even though it's easily bashed for the purpose that it should be eaten, that it should be eaten by a goy. So it's the also in his high mountains. But suppose a person is mivashel bosa becholo for the purpose of refuah, performing experiment, so then it's not imosa. It's not imosa. Now why is it so? So that you can, with that we can answer the kashe against the shach, because the shach says do yochel yishem bashel itzirach refuah. So the kashe is, so what? Bishli tzol mivosa. What difference does it make? What the purpose is? The answer is, when the Torah asks bishul bosa becholov, the Torah only asks bishul bosa becholov when it's l'tzerach achila. So even though it's l'tzerach achila of the goy, who is allowed to eat bosa becholov, it doesn't matter. But if it's not l'tzerach achila, then bishul is not osa. Now, that you can be medayik that from the Rambam. Now the Rambam in Perek Tes, Hilchos Machores, Asuras, Aluch Aleph, Aluch Beis, says as follows. Bosa becholov osa mevashlei. V'yosa lo achlein mateo, v'yosa be'anoi, v'keiv v'neisi, v'afre yosa ha'keiv ha'kola nikvoi, mi she'yivashir mishneim kazayis ke'echot, leike, she'nema lo yivashir b'di b'chalavim, v'chein o'ichel kazayis mishneim, mi'haboso v'acholov she'yivashir ke'echot, leike v'af al pi shalo yivish. Now the same Dr. Mach, he discovered, somebody told him of that akone, he never learned the more, but he was soil kosher, he tzadik. So somebody told him that there is a takone sezre that eichlin shum b'lein Shabbos, because that's conducive to children. So he performed experiments, and then he found out, and that was a very important discovery, that garlic has a certain vitamin that is necessary to have children, to be productive. So this discovery is mentioned in all the science books. But the reason as to what led him to this discovery, no one mentions. But Dr. Mach was the one who made this discovery. Anyway, so he has the shayla, and he got a psak. He got a psak that it is mutar. That it is mutar. Yeah, as long as he's mevashel, bosa becholov. Bosa becholov for the purpose of an experiment, not for the purpose of achille by any person, so memele it's mut. So he said, there is a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says, v'yishut l'aloche beis, or it says, v'chei lo yichol kazayis mishneyem ma'abosa v'acholov shenizbash lo keachot leike v'yaf al pisha lo yibishe. V'yishosa kakosuv mileeser achille elo mipnei shosa rabish ki leimar v'afilu bishu leyoseh ואם צורך לימר אחיל עושה, כמו היא ששוסה תולסר הבאס, מאחר שעושה באס הבאס. Now, the more it says that the Rambam mentions it in the Sivra Mitzvah, that how do we know that Bosa Becholov is also Bachila, the Torah doesn't say us, לא יסייך לו Bosa Becholov, the Torah says, לא יסייך לו Bosa Becholov, the Torah says, לא יסייך לו Bosa Becholov, you should be Bosa Becholov. But, because three times it's mentioned, so one has reference to Achila, one to Bishul, one to Anoy. But here the Rambam says that Lishosa Kakosuk Mileser Achile Elomitneshosa Rabishu Kilema Vahilu Bishule Yosea Vinzoich Lema Achilose Kimishosa Mileser Abbas Miachashosa Abbas Abbas. What does the Rambam want? Yimora says that there are three Lishivashayim, so one Lishivashayim has reference to Achile. Why does he have to explain? Shosa kakosim leser achile elu kni shosa rabiso. Ki leima vafilu bishule yosea. Vein tzorich leima achile yosea. But that can be explained by taking notice of another Rambam. The Nikud on the floor. In Misachas Chesis. Now, that's in Perish, a Mishneh in Chris, Perish Lishi. And the Mishneh that you doubt. So, there it's mentioned, there the Rambam discusses the Deen, that if someone eats Chilev Kochim, so he's Chayev Tuchatos. one on the score of Chilev and one on the score of Kotcha. Now the question is, we should apply the din of Yisachar Arisa. Before he was Magnish Behemo, so the Chilev was affected with the Nisachar, so it was also the Chilev was also anyway. Then when he's Magnish, how could the Nisachar be Chal on Nisachar? So the answer is, it's an Isamisi. Now Isamisi has two aspects. There are two types of Isamisi. Isamisi is, one aspect of Isamisi is when a certain Chatiche becomes Oseh vis-a-vis a new person. So Mele, since he becomes Oseh vis-a-vis a new person, so he becomes Oseh against the other person also. Let's say, the Iseh of Ishisach can be Chal on the Iseh of Achisisha. Let's say Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, and then they are married to two sisters, Leah and Rachel. So Mele and someone will bow, and the woman who is both an Ishisach and Achisisha. So we say that the Iseh of Ishisach is Chal on the Iseh of Achisisha. Why? Because there is another brother. His brother is Shimon. Reuven is brother is Shimon, and there is a brother Levi. So before Shimon married her, she was asur on him anyway because she's Achisishte, but she was not asur on Levi. Now when Shimon married her, so she became asur vis-a-vis Levi on the score of Ishisach. So immediately says it be. Iser, Ligabi, the brother Levi, so Mele, it's Chal Ligabi him too. That's one form of Isamisi. Then there is another form of Isamisi, when someone is Magnish Behime, so we say that even though the Chilev was affected with Isar Chilev before, but since before it was only affected with Isar Achilev. Chilev is not also Banoi. Now when it's Magnish Behime, it becomes affected with Isar Hanoi as well, so it's an Isamisi. That's a second type of Isamisi. You shouldn't confuse it with the other Isamisi, where it is of the Isar Ishisach being Chal, and the Isar Achisisho because it's Chal Igabe other brothers. So that's another type of Isamisi. So that's the Aloha, that if one eats Chilev Mugdoshin, he's higher on the score of Chilev, and it's higher on the score of Mugdoshin too, because of Meisi. Because as long as it wasn't Hekdesh, so it was only Osab Achille. Now it became Hekdesh, it became Osea, Banoyet. So then the Rambam mentions in the Pirush HaMishnah here, in Pirush Shlishi of Tosfos. So he mentions that if someone is Mivashe, Boso, Bechele, Bosa Bechele, and then he eats it, he is not chayav malkes on the score of Bosa Becholo. Because in Nisa Chal Alisea, so the Rambam is the Kashe, why is Bosa Bechele different than Chilva Mikdoshi? Chilva Mikdoshi says Nisa is Chal Alisea. Why? Because the Mikdoshi is made safe and Nisa Hanoi. So here too, Chile, before you are Mivashuret with Cholo, so the Chilev was only Osab Achille. Now when you are Mivashir, the Chilev with Cholo, and the Chilev is Bosa also. So it becomes affected with Isaranoye. So immediately he says to the Isaranoye, you should be Chal, Ligabi Achille too. So he says, V'yeish Bozeh Nikuda Miflo. And he says that, V'sivu Yisom Neged Inecha, Yis Nikuda Miflo. A very important Nikuda. Says there is a fundamental distinction between Bosa Becholo, the Yisar Anoye of Hekdesh, and the Yisar Anoye of Bosa Becholo. By Hekdesh, so the Yisar Anoye of Hekdesh does not emanate from the Yisar Anoye. There is an Yisar Anoye per se of Hekdesh. Hekdesh is also Banoye. It doesn't emanate from the Yisar Anoye. Masherim came, Bosa Becholo is also Banoye because of Rabbi Saloche, Ipsoche. Kol mokim shenema aliyechal v'seichal echad yisrachil v'ach yisrachil v'mashma. So in other words, the basic thing is an yisrachil. But there is a general halacha. Kol mokim shenema aliyechal v'seichal echad yisrachil v'ach yisrachil v'mashma. So memeil anoy is also osea. So the yisrachil is a derivative of the yisrachil. So memeil we cannot say it's an yisrachil. Gabi Hill Mugdoshim we say to his Alexi, because the Yisra Muy of Mugdoshim is not a derivative of the Yisra Achille. So the Meir we say, since the Yisra Muy is Chal, and the Gabi Yisra Muy, you cannot say Yisra Chal Yisra, so the Meir, the Gabi Achille, we do not say Yisra Chal Yisra Yisra. Mashe Utin here, we say Yisra Chal Yisra, if you have a Vashil, Chile, Becholo, so we say, then you eat it. So we say in Yisachal Isa, what we say in Yisachal because it is Meisi and Yisachal Noye. Why is it Meisi and Yisachal Noye? Because of Rabbu Yisaloche. Kolmokim Shinem Aliyech Loishich Lechem Yisachil Aksam Yisachil Mashma. So first the Yisachil must take effect. Then you get the derivative Yisachal Noye. But since there is Aloche of Yisachal Isa, so the Yisachil does not take effect, how can it become also Noye? The Yisachal Noye does not take effect independently. It takes effect as a derivative of the Yisra Achille. Vis-a-vis Yisra Achille, we say Yisra Achille cannot take effect because it is Yisra Achille. But she ain't give Chilut Mugdoshim. So the Yisra Anoi is an independent Yisra Anoi. It's not a derivative of the Yisra Achille of Hekdesh. It's an independent Yisra. So in many ways, you can say Yisra Meis. This is what he says. So everybody raises two questions against the Rambam. Number one, the Torah doesn't say we yichal or seichal, we got a bas b'chol. The Torah says we shvashim di b'chal evimek. Where did the Torah say we yichal or seichal, we got a bas b'chol? That's number one. Number two, here there is a special av. Three, and the Rambam mentions it in the Minah Mitzvahs, because the Torah says three times the lav of the shvashim di b'chal evimek. So the Yisra Anoi is a special av. It's a separate Yisra. It's an independent lav. It's not a derivative of Achille, because just as Achille is Oseh, because there is a special love of Nisibashel and Mishpoti, so Bishl and Anoi is also Oseh, because there is a special love in Kisiso and Irei. So it's not a derivative. So what's the Pshat in the Rambam? The Pshat in the Rambam is, now, what does the Rambam say here? The Rambam says here, Roshosach HaKosok Lesser Achille, El Mishosach HaBishl, Kleima Vafilu Bishul Yoseh, Vimtzor Kleima Achilloseh. So the question is, why does the Rambam have to say that Achille is Osea because the Torah says Bishl is Osea, even Bishl, al haskamo v'chamo Achille. So it's a gilu akro, k'mu isheshosak m'leser abas, me'acha sheosa bas abas. The Torah never spells out that one is not allowed to marry his daughter. The Torah spells out one is not allowed to marry a bas abas. But the daughter is not mentioned, but it's a gilu akro. And that's not... And that's not an Indian of an ancient Nadin or a Masilim Nadin, because that's Gil Mitzvah Alme. It's not a Kalachimer of Yalfuse, it's a Kalachimer of logic. Because when the Torah asks a Basabas, and what's the core of a Basabas? Because she's the daughter of a daughter. So now it wouldn't make sense that the daughter herself is Mutares, is not an Ervo, and the daughter's daughter is an Ervo. So it's a Gil Mitzvah Alme. In other words, that Kalachimer is not the Kalachimer of Yalfuse, that's the Kalachimer of logic. Even though we have to resort to a Pasik, but once we have the Yisur and the Kro, so then it becomes a Kalachimer of logic, not the Kalachimer of Yalfuse. Kalachimer of Yalfuse. So here too, the Torah says, Loisibashim b'chalimimei, you're not allowed even to be Mibashe. Allah has come over Hamo, you're not allowed to eat. What kind of Kalachimer is it? What kind of Kalachimer of logic is it? I mean, what Kalachimer? Maybe you are not allowed to be mevashel, but to eat you are allowed. So if we say that the Yisra Bishl is only a Bishl l'tzeirach achille, even achille we go, but only a Bishl l'tzeirach achille, but the Bishl l'tzeirach experiment, the Torah didn't ask her, then we can understand. Then we can understand. So he says, Kaleima, v'afilu bishul yoseh, v'intzorech leima achilose, k'mu sheshosak m'leser abas, me'acha sheosa abas abas. So now we can understand that Kalachimia. If we are to assume that Bishul by itself is also not Mitzera Achille, so what kind of Kalachimia is it? Bishul is also Achille is Mutter. What kind of Kalachimia is it? But if we say that Bishul is only also Mitzera Achille, then it's Kalachimia. If the Torah asks if Bishul Mitzera Achille will be going, Allah has come in the Hamo, that the Torah asks Achille will be Jew, So now the next question against this Rambam is,
Why was the Rambam saying Shosar Akosim Lesser Achilu and Shosar Abisho? So how do we know that Achilu is Osir? Because the Torah asks in Bisho, so it's Kalachimer. The Kashi is, but Gemara says the reason is why Achilu is Osir, because we have free love. So the answer is this. The Rambam knew very well that Gemara and the Rambam mentions that Nesivra Mitzvahs. But the question is on the Torah itself. The Torah mentioned free love is a Vashkut of Chalimimei. To tell us that Bisho is Osir, Achilu is Osir, Amir is Osir. Why did the Torah have to mention all that in the form of Bishlus? The Torah wanted to ask Achille, so instead of formulating it in terms of Bishlus three times, let the Torah formulate one love in terms of Achille. Why did the Torah have to express the Yisr Achille in terms of Bishlus? Why? So the answer is, here in the Torah wants to tell us that the Yisr of Bishul is only when it's Yisr Achille. That's why the Torah expressed the Yisr of Achille also in terms of Bishul. Because the Yisr of Bishul, if the Torah had expressed the Yisr of Bishul in terms of Bishul, and the Yisr of Achille in terms of Achille, then I would say Bishul is Yisr even when it's not Yisr Achille. And Achille is also for a Jew. Now that the Torah formulated the Yisr, the love of Achille also in terms of Bishul, so herein we have a Gilu that the Bishul itself is only Osir because of Achille. So this is what the Rambam says. V'yishosah ha-kosum v'esar Achille v'yishosah ha-bishul. For him ha-achille v'yishivu l'osir. V'yitzor v'yim ha-achille osir. Ki v'yishosah v'esar ha-bas v'yishosah v'as-abas. Now, so too, here we do not have the love, the form of Le'echal Le'echal, but on account of the three love of Le'zibash of Le'echal and the halacha, the Bishul is only also Le'echal Le'echal, so the next result.